I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Easter Monday saw the Parramatta Eels and the West Tigers going head-to-head. Parramatta Eels got the job done 36-22. I sort of felt like Parramatta were in control the whole game, but they did allow the West Tigers back into the game with about 10 minutes to go. I think it got to 24-22 or something along those lines. It was very close and a bit of a weird game, to be honest with you. I kind of feel like the only thing that kept the Tigers in the game was the boot of Adam Dewey. Gigi was hitting some weird spirals and some weird floaters. They looked very difficult to take. He made Clint Gutherson uncomfortable on a number of occasions, which is rare to see. Obviously targeted Blake Ferguson, not as rare to see Fergo being uncomfortable, but Dewey was really hitting these, and I sort of felt like the West Tigers are getting to their end of their sets. There really wasn't much to, and then they'd hit one of these, and it got them three or four restarts, and I reckon they scored points off a few of these. They sort of turned the momentum a lot of the time. In a week that we saw a lot of blowouts, and I'm going to touch on them later in the week, give my thoughts, because a lot of people, to me, are overreacting to the situation. This game could have gone the other way, and this just shows, I mean, the West Tigers and the Parramatta Eels, it really is a pretty unbalanced game. I mean, the Parramatta Eels are like $1.30 or something, and the West Tigers managed to drag their way back into it. I mean, 36-22, you got to remember the Parramatta Eels, they scored, 12 points in the last 3 minutes? Really wasn't that much in this game. The West Tigers, they did drag themselves back into it. Whether it was off Dewey's boot or whatever it was, they dragged themselves back into the contest. And it just shows that it is possible to do. I mean, the Parramatta Eels scored 4 tries in the first half. They scored a try in the last play, essentially, of the first half. A brilliant kick by King Gutho into the corner for Opacik. And, you know, I would have assumed that would have been curtains for the West Tigers, but they clawed their way back into it. Played some good footy in patches. They're still a long way off for me, the West Tigers, but some good footy in patches there. Thought Luke Brooks was improved today. Adam Dewey, he definitely improves this side. I'm not sure if 5'8 is his spot yet, to be perfectly honest with you, as I've said a few times, but I'm not sure where else you play him, and I'm not sure if you've got someone better to replace him. I thought Jacob Little was fantastic. Scored a try and had a couple of sensational runs. I'm so happy to see this kid playing some footy finally. He's been injured for a long time. There was a try that Big Stefano scored, and a guy that I feel sorry for, Moses Mbai, he's been in the papers this week. I've been saying this for a couple of months now that the music stopped and he doesn't have a position or a chair. Geez, he had a fantastic touch to Luke Brooks to set up this try. It was one of these bombs that Dewey put up. Fergo dropped his lollies. And Moses Mbai came through and just with a real touch of experience, picked the ball up and popped it in one motion, which he made it look easy, but at top speed, it really was a sensational ball to throw. They put Stefano under the post, and it was a big momentum swing, that one. I thought that was a great try there. Unfortunately, the Eels did score a few minutes in the last play of the first half, but look, I thought Mitch Moses was probably the best on ground. I thought it was sensational to see him a few times break out of structure and just play what's in front of him, play eyes up footy. You heard me talking to Scott Hill this morning in that podcast about eyes up footy and how it's almost a lost art. I just saw what Mitch Moses did yesterday was fantastic. The way that when he broke out of structure, he drifted across the line, and there was a couple of potential shepherds there. I'll talk about that later today, so stay tuned for that podcast because I'm not happy about the inconsistencies there. I just think it's ridiculous. And it's been going on for ages. It's not just this weekend. It's been happening forever. But I thought Mitch Moses, he played fantastically. His His vision when he's confident is second to none, Mitch Moses. And people bag him. People say he's a flat track bully. That's completely fine. He hasn't proven in finals yet that he will stand up and produce on the biggest stages. It's still something that Mitch has to overcome. But, you know, I can only judge him on the weekend on what he did. And I thought he played really well. I thought he had a hand in a lot of fantastic tries. He was unlucky not to put Nathan Brown over for another one, another time where he had to break out of structure. He came back along the grain and he found Nathan Brown with a brilliant ball. Speaking of Nathan Brown, I'm not sure if there's a harder worker in rugby league. He was unbelievable yesterday. The amount of work he did in a short amount of time was simply incredible. And it's a matter of time till his ball playing leads to a couple of tries as well. He was sensational. On the Supercoach front for the West Tigers, Luciano Leilua, a 91. He's sort of a pod that I've had in my team for a couple of weeks. He's been very disappointing, but you saw what he could do yesterday when he starts to offload the ball. He can just be so dangerous, and I just need Michael Maguire to give this kid a license to play footy because he could just be so damaging. You saw what he did yesterday. He's just unreal. Adam Dwyer with the goal kicking tee, obviously an 84. Very impressive. Jacob Little, 73. He just keeps on producing. We keep doubting him. He keeps on producing, Jacob Little. The minutes are obviously a big worry, I understand that, but he just keeps finding it. Big Stefano, 67, fantastic for all of us out there. I don't think too many people would have played him, but money-wise, this is brilliant. He's going to make a mozza for us this year, which is sensational. Zane Musgrove, how impressive was he? A 61, this is a guy you need to have a look in your draft sides. Some of his runs yesterday, they were sensational, and I sort of thought, oh, yeah, he must be doing all right. I looked at his score after about 30 minutes. He was on, like, 40 points or something. Really, really impressive from Zane Musgrove. Joe Offengawi, this is another one I've got on my side, a 58. He's been disappointing me week in, week out. Good to see him get a decent score there. Hopefully make some money sooner rather than later. Dane Laurie, 48, always consistent. This guy doing very well. David Nofaluma, no try or anything. Picked up a 46, not bad, all things considered. James Roberts, exactly the same, 44 without a try. So some pretty good knocks there for the Parramatta Eels. Blake Ferguson, he scored on the last play of the day, which actually won me about $300. Unbelievable. I had about five legs in a same-game multi, and the last one I needed was Parramatta to cover the 10.5. I thought I was done. They went for the short kickoff, and Blake Ferguson scored. I could not believe it. Handstands at my house was sensational. Fergo with 111 there, two tries. Reid Marnie, another unbelievable performance from Reid Marnie. He is just on fire. I mentioned him earlier today with Jaden Brayley. These two, they are doing special things at the moment. 100 for him. If you are someone that gambled on Reid Marnie this year, geez, it has paid dividends for you. Isaiah Papali, a guy I had in my same game multi to score a try. He was unreal, 93. We spoke about this guy in the preseason a lot, but just never thought he'd get the opportunity, and what he's done with it has been unreal. If I was Sean Lane, I would be very, very nervous about my spot because this guy, he is beating down the door week in, week out. Obviously replaced Ryan Madison today, which was a big loss for the Eels, but this guy, geez, I'm not sure how much you lose, to be honest with you. He was sensational. Gutho with an 81. Another good performance from Gutho. Scored a probably lucky try. He was another guy in my same game multi to score. So very lucky day for me. But Gutho just pushing up on everything again. Had a couple of drop balls here and there. Nathan Brown with a 69. Pretty impressive there. Seeing that I think there was one line break that he dropped it after he went through off Moses. So that could have easily been an 80 or a 90. And he could have, realistically, he probably should have scored off that, which could have seen him get up towards the 100 mark. Another just fantastic performance from Brownie, though. The only worry with Nathan Brown, and he's in my draft team, of course, is when Ryan Madison comes back, Isaiah Papali'i, he goes to the bench, and then he tends to play big minutes through the middle. So if you're a Nathan Brown owner like me, you really want Papali'i to be in this starting side. I'm hoping he takes Sean Lane's spot soon. Junior Paulo, Dylan Brown, 60. 61, good performance from both. Dylan Brown looking really dangerous, but it was kind of Mitch Moses' day today, and he really did take control. Geez, I can't believe Mitch Moses only scored 51. I thought he was much better than that today. Wow, that's really surprised me. Nia Kore with a 55, strong as always, scored a good little try there. Wonga Blake, he's going to be in a bit of trouble getting back into this side potentially. I thought in his first game it was wet weather, so it sort of played into Nia Kore's hands a little bit, but what he's done since then has been unreal, and I think Wonga Blake, he would genuinely be pretty nervous about getting this spot back. As I said, West Tigers, a fantastic effort to claw their way back into this game, probably something I didn't think they were going to be able to do when Opacik scored that try just before halftime off a kick. You could see how devastated the Tigers were. you know, credit to Michael Maguire and his boys. They dragged themselves back into the fight, which is really impressive. But Parramatta just showed a bit of class at the back end there, getting the job done.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.